I'm joined by Chris McGreal from Curragh. Chris, what's going to happen today?
There's another mass protest being called today. They've now been scheduled twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays, and this will be something of a test for the demonstrators. It's the first one, really, since the government decided to try and get Cairo back to normality, or Egypt back to normality. It's another million-man march, as they like to call them, and in part, what is likely to bring people out, I think, is a sense that the government is trying to pretend that the protests in Tahrir Square are no longer relevant, that the process has moved on to political negotiation. But there seems to be a lot of determination amongst people in the square that they should not be bypassed, that they should remain at the centre of the protest.
You were writing in the paper today about the protest camp being down to a sort of hard core of 1,000 at night. Is there a danger that this it's running out of momentum?
I don't think there's a danger of it so much running out of momentum right now. I think it's more a danger of it being outmaneuvered and perhaps strung out by the government, that with the political talks going on periodically, spasmodically, and with the whole demonstrations being dragged over a long period of time, I think the government's rather hoping that the protests will fizzle out of their own accord. The army and the government have committed themselves to not going into Tahrir Square or any of the other areas of protest and clearing them out. So I think they, at this stage, they're trying to sit them out and suggest that they're no longer relevant, sideline them, and that's partly why today's demonstration will be a test of whether, they do still have the momentum. The political parties themselves and groups such as the Muslim Brotherhood have in the past day after Sunday's talks, have made a point of saying that the protesters in Tahrir Square are at the centre of everything, that they won't be betrayed, that their central demand that Hosni Mubarak has to resign will stand. And I think that's an attempt by the political parties to say that the government won't be allowed to separate the protesters from the political process and the dialogue. But I do think that the danger for the demonstrators is an extended process when many of the people that are attending need to go to their jobs, earn money. They're, you know, relatively poor, can't afford to lose those jobs, and also that they will be outmaneuvered by a very sophisticated system led by a man who has a long history of outmaneuvering his opponents and suppressing them.
In the Western media, there's a great deal of excitement about the release of the Google executive Rael Khanim last night. Has that kind of galvanised protesters?
To some degree. I mean, it perhaps got a attention amongst a section of the protesters, those that tended to be perhaps more media savvy, younger. But there have been a number of arrests actually over recent days, and that's part of what alarms the demonstrators, is the continuing detentions by the security police, despite the fact that the new regime, such as it is committed to not continuing those the old oppressive tactics. So his release will be seen in part, as others have, as evidence that the pressure on the regime is working, to the extent that it can't quite carry through the practices of the past, when a lot of these people disappeared into jails, were tortured, and now it seems that they are not treated as badly as they were in the past and released after a day or two. But there's no doubt that these detentions are continuing.
Okay, Chris, I can hear the traffic behind you. Obviously, sort of, it's not, they've not ground that to a halt. But another interesting day in prospect, perhaps.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think the traffic is evidence, as you say, that that Cairo is returning to normal to some degree. Just a week ago, these streets were completely empty. just a couple of days ago. But at the same time, despite the government's attempts to suggest that there is no the demonstrations are isolated and minor now, I think there's a lot of people in this city that that still feel that it hasn't returned to normal.
Okay, Chris, thanks a lot.
All right, does that work for you?